Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And we are back. The mission is not impossible. Laying down the tyranny is a choice. We decide to fight back. Welcome back. All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to, in this segment, the next two segments, the next half hour, take every single caller on the board. And then I'm going to hit all of this news that I have not covered yet. And there is a lot of it and a lot of breaking news as well, but some very good news, some very serious news, some horrifying news. We're going to hit it all coming up. But the battle is being joined. Humanity is rejecting tyranny. It's a very powerful time to be alive. And Tucker is way better than I am at hyping something up for a week and then getting a huge audience to tune in. I just kind of go, here's the big news. But we almost do a disservice covering what I'm going to cover at the bottom of the hour without really building it up. I should do a whole special report on this. In fact, guys, I think I told you this, but we have this footage of the Metro Police helping break down the barricades and telephones going to the Capitol. But then there's dirty cops, dirty media revealed, undercover police help steal police riot shields and pass through broken glass doors. And then there's this, 20 confirmed incidents. There's a bunch of videos and articles. Get them for me. The dozens of feds, FBI agents, and state operatives who infiltrated the Trump crowds on January 6th, the U.S. Capitol, and led the protests. Now, I know the general audience already knows this, but we have total on top of all the other proof, more proof. And this is a big deal because they're using January 6th to roll out the Homeland Security operation, the American people are the terror threat, and to set up this police state. Then we've got governments passing laws against feeding people toxic bugs. We've got new mRNA poison shots coming out. We've got the whole transgender cult attacking people everywhere and running into brick walls. We've got that. We've got so much to cover here today. But right now, let's go back to your calls. Pete in Washington, thanks for holding her on the air. Your view on Trump as president, what do you think?
Thank you, Alex. I think the best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. We know Trump's driven by his ego, not by pragmatism. DeSantis is driven by pragmatism. Look at how many people are voting with their feet and going to Florida. And my nightmare situation is we got a Republican who's pro-vax, Trump, against the Democrat, RFK Jr., who's anti-vax. What kind of a freak show would that be? If Trump comes in late against the vax, they're going to drop the entire house of cards down on his head because he supported it.
Oh, and you can see, as I said over a year and a half ago, they're getting ready to frame Trump for it. And if Trump defends it, he's not framed for it. He put his name on it.
Exactly. And nobody's going to General Flynn posted a thing on Twitter today that was a speech from JFK, and JFK said an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. And that's exactly what Trump's doing. He's letting his ego stand in the face of an incredible amount of empirical evidence and individuals who've been harmed. And if he loves this country more than he loves what he sees in the mirror, he's going to renounce the vaccine now. We need to move forward. And the number one threat to the American public, to my family, to myself, and the number one issue, if I had to guess, that's been used on InfoWars in terms of time, is the vaccine. To ignore that issue is to ignore the attack.
No, I hear you. And you know what I think? You know what I think? I'm gonna look at this next rallies. I'm going to try to go to the rallies and not make a scene, but use my free speech to say, hey, we need to be exposing the shots more. And I think all of you should go to the rallies, too, and talk to other people and make an issue about it because this is the big place he needs to expose the deep state and how they set us all up. I totally agree with you, and I appreciate your call. All right, we go to break, join some stations that don't carry these first 5 minutes every hour, and we're going to go to Candace. And we're going to go to Wild, and we're going to go to Sylvia and Philip and Mike and Wynn and Josh and so many others that are patiently sitting there on the line. And we are going to continue with your calls and news. We are now into the third hour today. Gerald Celente, the great trench forecaster, picks up in the fourth hour at 2 p.m. Central, then at 3 p.m. Central, Owen Schroyer in the War Room right here on the InfoWars Radio.
We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction, but such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed with my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, in the last few months, Trump has really grown up a lot, taken the gloves off, and has said the New World Order wants to depopulate you, the New World Order wants to make you poor, the New World Order wants to destroy you and your family, the New World Order is coming after your children, it's either us or them. And that's a major game changer. A lot of people that have dinner with Trump, who talk to him all the time, they say he is, sounds like Alex Jones now. Used to, he had Stephen Miller and Steve Bannon writing the speeches, and they're anti-globalists, so it sounded really good, and Trump agreed with it, so he had them write the speeches. You don't need to write him the speeches now. And he is just getting rid of all the camp followers, Jared, Ivanka, all of it have been thrown to the side. So I'm not here cheerleading Trump. I'm taking your calls criticizing him. I'm agreeing with the criticism. But I'm saying he is on an upward arc. And if he would just come out against the shots, and he's come out against forced injection, he's come out against, you know, Fauci more and more, he is coming out against the military being made to take it. That's all fine and dandy. But now it's come out. It was made in a lab. But we know the Pentagon was involved. They're trying to frame America for what the globalists did. And China wasn't behind it. They were involved mid-level, but not running it. And you've heard Dr. Redfield say it, the former head of the CDC. They're positioning Trump for the fall. So we're having that bigger discussion. But last week I meant to get to this. I didn't. He did a whole 15-minute intro on it. I'm going to play a short clip. Tucker Carlson comes out and says the elites think there's too many people on Earth. They have 5-10 kids. They have jumbo jets. They have palatial mansions. But they say you can't have life. You can't have therapeutics. How fundamental is that? That the globalists are not egalitarians. The globalists aren't caring about the people. They've broken the social contract, and they're out to get us. And they're the globalist party. They're the party of Davos. They're the New World Order. They're the enemy. And so to have everybody from Bill Maher to Tucker Carlson to Russell Brand to Joe Rogan sounding just like Alex Jones now shows us that what I've said 1,000 times, and I'll say it very slowly. I know the listeners have gotten this. We have new listeners every 5 seconds or every second tuning in, but I want to be very clear. There are libertarian parties, and there are conservative parties, and there are liberal parties, and there are transgender parties, and there are Baptist parties, and there are Catholic parties, and there are environmental groups, and there are thousands of different worldviews and thousands of different political ideas and all the Hollywood garbage. But when it comes down to the New World Order and globalism and transhumanism and their plan, I'm telling you the globalist operation. I'm telling you what the dominant group on Earth wants for humanity, and it's a horrible future for 99.999999% of us. It's not even good for the few thousand globalists that own and run things through fraud. So when the public gets we have a predatory group that's hijacked the country and the world that's out to get us, and that everything they push from central bank digital currencies to poison shots to bugs to GMOs, and the minute we say, whatever you're promoting, we're against it. Yeah, there's Bill Gates and others at a world government summit. Bill Gates' dad pushing at a depopulation summit. Headline, London Guardian. Billionaire elites meet in secret to discuss world government depopulation plans. 2009, Wall Street Journal, London Guardian. Pull it up. Global elites, billionaires meet in secret to discuss world government depopulation plans. They put that out. They're proud of themselves. And you expose that and realize that almost all the bad stuff happening, the dumbing down of the children, the fentanyl, the open borders, the cutting off the energy, all of it is a New World Order policy, and you admit that, it's game over for them. Yeah, the crew found the Times of London. Just search web. Billionaire Club meets in secret to discuss overpopulation. That'll give you the Wall Street Journal. Billionaires meet in secret to discuss saving the earth through depopulation. London Guardian. And then you realize that is the rationale for all the bad things they do is, well, we're a bunch of cockroaches. We deserve to die. And anyone playing along with their agenda who acts like you're a savior or a good person is a fool. You are being targeted. So here's Tucker Carlson last week talking about it.
And no one at the UN, by the way, cares about the data where it came from because the real goal has nothing to do with the environment.
Of course. Duh. Look at the pollution. If you cared about the environment, this is a tough time to live.
But ever since Julian Huxley took over UNESCO in the 1940s, pushing Malthusianism, the idea that the world's overpopulated has been the dominant way of thinking for the people in charge, except with respect to their own families, they have as many kids as they want, but you're not allowed to. And that leads to moments like the one we saw a month ago where the Harvard historian Naomi Oreskes wrote an op-ed in Scientific American entitled, 8 billion people in the world is a crisis, not an achievement. Well, if you're one of those 8 billion, that seems like hostility. If some chick is writing a piece in a science magazine about how your existence is bad, that might make you nervous, right? It should. And it may explain why these people oppose nuclear energy, which seems like a solution, but they're against that too. So it's not really about carbon emissions, is it? It's about hurting people, specific people. They think there are too many people. And this view is very widespread. It's why the leaders of the Democratic Party are always in your face telling you to get an abortion. Hurry up and get an abortion. It'll help the GDP.
Predatory. Aggressive. Out to get you. Want to hurt you. Want to depopulate you. Just admit there are powerful rich people that see the general public as scum. Again, I go back to the hieroglyphs in Egypt of Ramses I. The exodus of the Jews was Ramses II, 30 years later. Moses. All that's a true story. It's not just the Jewish text. It's in the Egyptian writings. And Ramses I said, I want every firstborn male Jew killed below the age of 5. Think that pissed people off a little? But he did it. And what do you think all the transgenderism, sterilizing our boys and the Ritalin for our boys, it's all an attack on our future. Everything that's happened before is just happening again in a newer, more modern, disgusting way. Here's Joe Rogan with a guest talking about Alex Jones is the ultimate evil. Alex Jones is the dirtiest person on ever for questioning, you know, events and saying, could they be staged? But what about media and government lying about WMDs and killing millions? Here's the clip.
The war in Iraq was
ridiculous.
I remember I watched it. I watched it on TV. You remember that night when we opened bombing?
Oh, yeah.
It was just on the news.
I remember.
We're like, here's us up some other city.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. We watched it, and
you
like,
see the tracer missiles?
Yeah. I remember being a kid and being like, this is weird.
Yeah. It was weird.
It's weird.
What's really crazy is that they never showed the evidence of weapons of mass destruction that they should have they should have had something that would let them go to war, but they never had any real evidence.
Hey, remember when Alex Jones got sued for $1 billion.
More.
And then
I think it's more than
the people that killed 1 million people in Iraq didn't face any repercussions.
Crazy.
What a time.
What a time.
Huh?
Isn't that nuts?
Oh,
isn't that nuts?
What the heck?
What's the real misinformation?
I said, what the heck?
Yeah. Also, like, the news media went
Jones
along
got sued
with
for $1 billion.
A billion. Like, $965 million. But there's more, too. It's like, there's more judgments.
That part's funny. See what I mean, though? Like, it is.
Yeah.
The funny part is them going, $1 billion.
Yeah.
What?
The funny part is that, but the people that said there was weapons of mass destruction, and then the people that perpetrated that lie, nothing.
Nothing.
It leads to the destruction.
The failing New York Times?
Yeah.
No repercussions.
Nothing.
But that's how they absolve themselves, by saying, I'm bad, they can all be the good guys. Here's Madeline Albright. We'll go to break. Come back with your calls.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but the price, we think the price is worth it.
Because they're the good guys. Huh?
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Your phone calls are just minutes away here on the most lied about, demonized broadcast in the world. First, crank this beautiful song up. Hold on. Hold on, my friends. Evil will be defeated. The cycle of life will continue. Breaks, I'll be there with you on the other side. All our ancestors, eternal beings of light, the choice well made to take God's hand into eternity. Back to your calls. Let me just say this briefly. I want to give you a status report on InfoWars. We came within inches of being shut down 6 months ago. I had to put every dime I had in as emergency backup just to stabilize things with all the trials and all the costs and all the expenses and barely buy enough product into the future. That's how we fund ourselves to be able to stay on air. The budget is barely working, but we're here. So I'm not complaining. The problem is we had to buy so limited amounts of products that you buy them and then there's not enough money. But we've got the numbers. Top accountants have looked at it all. If people just continue to support at the level you've been doing, we're going to make it. But I'd like to bring back so many products. Listeners have noticed almost all the other products are gone. My dad put his money forward. He only makes like a dollar a tube on this and made a great turmeric toothpaste, but he only got 12,000 tubes. It's almost sold out. It's a big hit. It does amazing things for your body. And we're going to take all the money that comes in from that and try to buy 20,000 tubes and then have that for the next 6 months or so. But when you sell something like this and only make like $5, $6 a tube, because there's no fillers, this is full of essential oils, it's incredible, you've got to sell a lot of it. We have plenty of The Great Reset and The War for the World unsigned, and we have the sign that's a fundraiser, only a few hundred left. InfoWarsStore.com. And the shirt, Alex Jones for President. I knew it would be a hit shirt. They said, sorry, the budget's $5,000. We started selling it last Wednesday. It'll be sold out today. More's been ordered, made here in America. It'll be here within 2 weeks. So when you do your order, you don't get charged. It's a pre-order. And then as soon as it comes in and it ships, you get charged. So still be able to get the shirt. But if we're going to do one more big run of them, and that's it. It's a limited edition. But when the shirt is sold today, you will get it this week because we still have it in stock. Get your Alex Jones for President shirt today. Because I literally have to go show the bankruptcy people, hey, look, we sold out of these in 5-6 days. Can I order more now? And I'm not bitching. It's just that's the kind of stuff I got to do here. And I want this to be a huge shirt. I think it's going to be a hit shirt. It is a hit shirt. People love it. Separately, we finally have high-quality, affordable foods at the lowest price you're going to find, 5% lower than My Patriot sells it, lower than the manufacturer, lower than the great American company that makes the food, 5% off storable food right now, InfoWarsStore.com, on their full catalog, and the best prices on Alexa Pure Breeze, air filters and water filters, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost is there. CBD oil is the best. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com. or 888-253-3139. All right. Let's go to all these callers. Bam, bam, bam. Candace in Tennessee, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hi. I have voted for Trump in 2016. I supported him from the beginning of his campaign. I voted for him in 2020. And I love what he has come out and said recently about being against the New World Order and taking down the deep state. But if he doesn't stop talking mothers like me into giving children these poison shots, I don't think I can vote for him in 24.
I agree. So that's the number one issue hurting him, plus hurting our children, which is more important. Why in the hell won't he admit he's wrong?
Exactly. That is the biggest thing holding me back. We are all human and we all make mistakes. It's time to admit it, own it, and stop having mothers murder their own children.
I agree. Who are you going to support if Trump doesn't come out against the shot?
I was going to support DeSantis, but with everything coming out about him lately and all his connections to Soros money and Bush money, I think I'm all for Rand Paul.
Yeah, Rand Paul's really the pure guy. He's 100% real. And I wish Trump would listen to him more.
I agree. I do, too. I think he could learn a lot from Rand Paul and just being humble and owning when he has messed up.
Well, I'll say this. If Trump picks some VP like Pence this time, I'm going to be mad. I think we should draft Rand Paul now and just hammer that because we're the big Trump base. The enemy knows that. We should all be influencing Trump. How do you think we influence Trump? I think we say you better pick a General Flynn or a Rand Paul. Then we could trust him more if he had a good VP.
That's very true. And
because even if he won't come out against the shot, we can say, okay, you don't want to admit you were wrong. You think it'll double back and bite you in the ass. Okay, show us as a little code. In fact, I can get Trump on the phone. I'm going to tell him. You need to go with Rand Paul or Flynn to show the base that you're hardcore now. Does that make sense?
It does. And he's trying to reach mothers and middle-aged women in that demographic. And pushing these shots on our kids is not how you do that.
I totally agree with you. Thank you, Candace. Wild in Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Chainbreaker. I wanted to bounce a theory off of you, see if you agree with me. I think... The establishment's using the same old tricks that always work and is going to do something similar with DeSantis and Trump like they did with Ross Perot, using DeSantis Kirkland brand Trump to kind of siphon off votes from Trump and the Republican base, so then Trump has no chance of winning. So like a vote for DeSantis is basically a vote for the Democrat.
Yeah, I mean, I like DeSantis' rhetoric and things he's done, but his pedigree is... He came right out from between the legs of George Herbert Walker Bush.
And then he also, like, kind of mimics Trump a lot in his mannerisms, and he's kind of trying to mimic Trump's style and everything, which makes me feel more that he's a plant. And with Trump driving the left so crazy and, you know, driving them up the wall and wild, you know, I think, it's more about redemption at this point, and that if he gets in, it's going to be more like a revenge, because of revenge for all the people who have died from the clot shot.
I mean, I think you're on target, brother, and that's why we're opening the phones up about Trump, because I am not a person that does what I think's wrong. And I've really had nightmares about Trump. I mean, I'm serious. I have dreams about it all the time, like 4 or 5 times a week. I don't know the right thing to do. I care about the audience. I see the rallies. Our people are at those rallies. He's doing so many good things. And then there's this, again, it's like you get a delicious bowl of soup at the restaurant. And then there is a fly in. And you go to the waiter and you say, "Will you give me another bowl?" And they go, "Oh, flies are good for you." And I'm like, "Just bring me another bowl, man. Admit the flies in the freaking soup. Bring me another bowl." Like, "Oh no, you don't like flies?" And so I'm kind of like, "Yeah, Trump, I don't like flies." Does that make sense?
Yeah, I've heard in the...
We'll be right back.
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe, and Tucker Carlson, and countless others. So please, pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now, we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. We have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, I am continuing on with your phone calls on this live Monday edition of the transmission. We're having a really good in-depth discussion here. And I don't control my reporters. I respect them and I like their different perspectives, because they help us have a deeper debate about the situation in the world today. And last week I was very critical of Trump and his baseball bat images and death and destruction if I get indicted. We're winning this politically. We don't want violence. We saw what happened with January 6th. So before I get into all this January 6th footage, I want to air Trump threatens death and destruction. A Greg Reese report. It's about 4 minutes long. I want to come back and play some of these new January 6th clips. And then we're going to continue with your phone calls. But here is the latest report on something that I'm worried about with Trump. Here it is.
On December 19th of 2020, President Trump announced a big protest in D.C. on January 6th, urging his supporters to be there will be wild. On January 6th, InfoWars was invited to help bring the crowd to the Capitol building, where Trump would give a speech. To do this, we were formally escorted out of his official speech early. InfoWars was shown a map of the Capitol grounds, with a stage on the backside where we were to lead the crowd to meet President Trump. When we arrived, there was no stage, but there was a false flag being executed by the FBI. Trump never showed up, and he turned his back on the hundreds of innocent supporters rotting away in jail for being at the Capitol that day. All this, on top of his constant shilling for the deadly Pfizer shots, has caused many objective Americans to see Trump as potentially another tool of the shadow government. And so last week, when Trump announced that he was going to be arrested and called for protests, many people saw it as a red flag. While the world economy is collapsing, Trump and the media are there together as a mindless distraction all week long. And on early Friday morning, Trump threatens death and destruction if he is arrested. This should be a major red flag, but many can't see it. Shortly after being elected in 2016, he begins to tell the crowd an anecdotal story about the Clintons, and when they start chanting, "Lock her up," he admits that was all just empty rhetoric to get elected.
Scheduled Michigan, unexpectedly, it was like all of a sudden, with President Obama and Michelle and Bill and Hillary, and they were going to Michigan. Now, it's okay. Now, forget it. That plays great before the election. Now, we don't care, right?
The Trump loyalists will claim that he was joking or he didn't mean it. They are likely blinded to all the glaring red flags. This is how the divide and conquer game works. Tribalism. And for many, America first became Trump first, acting as if completely ignorant to the fact that our elections are rigged. The ultimate objective of controlled opposition would be to control the leader of the opposition so that you can lead the opposition over a cliff. Whether or not this is Trump, he is not America. We the people are America. And the only way we the people win is to get active, put our faith in God, and unite. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. And while the nation is being destroyed by the federal government, millions of Americans are focusing on a 2024 election that we already know will be rigged more than ever. This is insane behavior. We need to stop seeing politics as a spectator sport and start actually getting involved. If we are unwilling to take control of our local governments, then why should anyone listen to our grievances with the federal government? What originally made Trump popular was an overall disdain for our government and a love for America. And this is all we need to be focused on. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back covering this issue. So there's a bunch of these videos. There's like an hour of this. So I'm not going to play it all because I want to go back to your calls. But here's an article that went up yesterday on InfoWars.com on Sunday. Go, go, go. Help them up. Push them up. Newly January 6th footage shows D.C. Metro cop encouraging people to go towards the Capitol. Here's another one. Dirty cops, dirty media revealed. Undercover police helped steal police riot shields and pass through broken glass doors on January 6th. And then here's a 10-minute video, 20 confirmed instances of operations. The dozens of feds, FBI agents, and state operatives who infiltrated the Trump crowds on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol and led the protest. So it's all right there. Ray Epps 2.0, 2.3, 2.4, 2.5, 2.1000. And You're like, yeah, we know January 6th was rocketeer. I know you know. But the whole Homeland Security system is coming after the American people on something they provocateured, something they made sure happened. Here's one of the clips. D.C. Metro Police, not the Capitol Police, helping people get into the building, climb over the scaffolding, go in. And there's a whole other group of videos. We're showing some of those to you right now. But dirty cops, dirty media revealed undercover police help steal police riot shields and pass through the broken glass. They did it. They hyped up the crowd. They had the other police fire tear gas at the Capitol Police. The Capitol Police shot their own police with tear gas to just get this whole thing going. And this is just a dirty agenda that we're witnessing and what has unfolded here. And it's truly disgusting. And that's why Trump does not need to buy into this. That's why Trump needs to come out against any form of violence that's offensive, that's not defensive, because it gets spun. Plus, what does attacking random cops do? What does burning up a building do? What does it? No, that's what Antifa does. That's not what we do. And we've been very good as populists and nationalists and conservatives this entire time. We have done a very, very good job of not being violent when the left's been violent. And that's why the world is turning against them. Yeah, here's more video. I've now confirmed D.C. police all dressed up, always behind the crowd, hyping to get people to ram through and go through, just like Ray Epps. And now Ray Epps has got a Democratic Party law firm connected to the FBI saying he's going to sue people that say he was a provocateur. He's there for days saying, go in the Capitol. He's there that day saying it. He told the commission, he didn't lie under oath. He said, I helped orchestrate the break-in. He sent text messages saying, I helped orchestrate this. Why is he protected? Why is this going on? Because there's a deep state war against America, and America has to wake up to it and reject it and say we're not part of it. All right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come right back with Wynn and everybody else that is patiently holding, like Mike and Philip and Sylvia. Your calls are all, Jose, Rusty, Josh, David, your calls are all coming up in just a few minutes after this break. I'm fighting as hard as I can to stay on air. I appreciate your prayers. InfoWars needs your prayers more than ever. The deep state is doing so many dirty tricks and so many lies against us. But at the end of the day, folks, we're going to make it out of this together. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. We'll be right back. Band.video and the URL that takes you to Band.video is not being censored right now. MadMaxWorld.tv. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$100,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Great to talk with you.
Good to talk to you.
I'm an artist and an attorney from Ohio, and I'm supporting Bobby Kennedy Jr. for president. He is a man of great integrity and a proven track record of tireless work for the greater public good. I do not think that Trump is the real deal. In my mind, seven words, Alex, absolutely disqualify Trump from serving as president again. Number one, border wall. Number two, Operation Warp Speed. And third, January 6th. And on Operation Warp Speed, I would pose a question. Why are we assuming that Trump, a shrewd businessman with decades of experience in the New York construction industry, was duped by the likes of Fauci, Burks, and Collins? It just doesn't make sense.
No, I hear you. You're saying the poison shot is a deal breaker.
Well, I think it's strike two of three on the border wall. The Supreme Court allowed Trump to use $6 billion of DOD funds in Trump versus Sierra Club back in July of 2019. He didn't. Why not? On Operation Warp Speed, I already spoke to that. And on January 6th, if you remember the Godfather, the traitor was the one who set up the meeting at which young Michael Corleone would be killed. Trump brought all the people to D.C. for the setup. And in my mind, that's strike number three.
All right. Well said, sir. Mike in New York, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. So I just want to be realistic here. Do people really think, well, first let me do this. Is RFK going to run as a Democrat?
We don't know yet. He says he may run.
If he runs as a Democrat, let's be realistic. They're not going to let him get anywhere.
Well, they sure murdered his father in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I mean, the way that they got their elections set up in their county, there's no, he's not even going to smell anything. I mean, if they could do that to Bernie Sanders, imagine what they'll do to him. They'll make him irrelevant real quick. So let's drop that. I would love him, but let's drop that. Realistically, DeSantis doesn't stand a chance against Trump. Trump's going to take him to the tool shed. Now, there's a lot of things with Trump I don't agree with, but I mean, as far as the vaccine, and I'm hearing people call in saying, oh, he is convincing people to get the vaccine. Listen, you need to look in the mirror, right? Grab yourself by your bootstraps and grab some discernment and make decisions for yourself. I don't care what politician told me what was right for me. I'm going to use my own judgment for everything. So if we're putting faith into politicians to give us life advice and guide us through life, then we're way far gone. I mean, we're basically leftists if that's how we're going to feel. You know, we need to look ourselves in the mirror. We need to start our own parallel everything. We need to prepare for the worst. You know, you can want the best, but you got to get ready. We're at war here. You know, and it seems like people are looking at these politicians like they're going to swoop in and save the day, and that's just not going to happen. You know, I'm not
all right, Mike, I appreciate your call. That's why we're taking your calls. I want your perspective. Very, very, very thought-provoking. Philip in Louisiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
All right, Alex. Difference between president and vice president. First president, Alex Jones. Of course, that's not going to happen.
Well, I'm not seriously running the T-shirts just to have fun.
I know it. It is fun. And second president is Donald Trump. So reasonable, moderate capitalism versus over-the-top, full-blown totalitarianism masquerading as tender-hearted communism, one will win capitalism. The cost of the win is the issue. To win, we need two capitalists committed, President Trump, and I'm nominating Vice President Peter Navarro. Maybe not a winning ticket. I don't know, because Peter is the most loyal to Trump, and if Trump passes away or something, you know, his old age, whatever. Peter will stubbornly address the major issue of peace in our time, which is promote free economy for the sake of individual rights and destroy communism, which is the plague of humanity, because it purports to manage its subservience rather than honoring its benefactors. Who? By sheer numbers, Mr. Biden could storm the Bastille at any time without jets and bombs.
Well said, sir. I appreciate your call. Sylvia in Arkansas, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I got on the Trump train back in 2015 when Donald Trump came down the escalator saying that drug trafficking and trying to curtail the drugs coming into this country and killing people were going to be his top priority, and I did see that. I just Googled it, and it said 932,000 people have died from drug overdoses since 1999. It's very concerning, and if you have had a person in your family addicted to drugs, then you feel the pain of that. So to me, that is number one. And on the vaccines, back in when the swine flu vaccine came out, there were a lot of deaths and damages. There are not that many, but my mother said, do not ever be guilty of taking an untested vaccine, flu vaccine. I promised her faithfully I would not. And throughout the years, I have not even taken a flu vaccine.
Well, good
so
for
there's
you.
There's issues with lots of vaccines. And if I was required to take a flu vaccine to hold a job, I would quit that job because I think it's that serious. And when the doctor who encourages me to get a flu vaccine says, do you want the flu vaccine? I said, I promised my mother faithfully I would not take it after the swine flu debacle. And they run out the door because they know there was a problem with that. My bottom line, you, Alex Jones, and Donald Trump give a voice to the voiceless American people, and that's what I love about you guys. Maybe you guys are not perfect, but we have to do our own research. We have to do what we can to dig and get the truth. And the mandates were my problem. You know, I don't want to be mandated, and I didn't see Trump mandate anything as far as the vaccine. Let me tell you something. There's a lot of mandates already to go to school, to work in the health industry. They've got to take flu vaccines and all that. And I wouldn't do it. But now that's me. But everybody needs to do their own research, and I agree with the caller previously. Look in the mirror. Do what you feel like is best for your life. Donald Trump or the health department in your state can try to force you or make you take all these things. But if you decide you do not want to, then don't. And I decided I don't want to.
Absolutely. What's your view on Trump?
Trump, if he continues with trying to fix the illegal immigration, which that's bringing now fentanyl and all this stuff, the deadly killers into this country, I'm going to give him a second chance. He didn't try to force anybody to take it. Maybe he did have the wrong perspective on these jabs or whatever. Perhaps if we were all up in the White House, we might have, if it was recommended by all the people, doctors and professionals who were supposed to know, you know, maybe we would have jumped on board and said, well, maybe we need to suggest that people take it. But he was not for mandating it. In my opinion, I didn't ever.
No, he was never for mandating it. I appreciate your call. All right. Gerald Celente is scheduled to take over. All these callers that are on hold, if you want to give us your name and number, we'll call you back. I'll be live tomorrow. We'll take calls again. Karen and Rusty and Josh and David and Jose, I'm out of time. The great Gerald Celente always knocks it out of the park. Can't wait to hear what he has to say in the next hour. He is going to be taking over right after this two-minute break as we start hour number four today. And then in 63 minutes from now, Owen Schroyer, the indomitable patriot, the cuck slayer, will be live 3 p.m. Central. A bunch of news I didn't get to. We'll hit it tomorrow. We'll get to everything. But remember, InfoWars is only here because of you, so pray for us, and I appreciate all your support. Hour number four starts right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.